Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing how women and their families are coping following recent price hikes of basic commodities and other services, which economists say resulted from the devaluation of the local currency, the Zimbabwe gold, ZiG, last week. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. The United States policy on China has been mostly consistent from the administration of Donald Trump to White House of Joe Biden, with both presidents viewing China as America's biggest competitor. But in the race for the next president, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have slightly different approaches towards the global superpower. VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains.
These two presidential candidates clash on several topics, but Democratic and Republican nominees Kamala Harris and Donald Trump agree on one issue: the threat of China. Robert O'Brien served as national security advisor during the Trump administration.
I think that the threat that we face from China is far more serious than we faced against the Soviet Union and the Cold War.
O'Brien says the U.S. should deal with China through a show of strength.
It's not just military strength. It's economic strength. It's diplomatic strength. It's soft power and cultural strength. That is what scares these our adversaries.
On economics, both the Trump and Biden administrations have used tariffs to counter what they describe as China dumping cheap products abroad, making competition tough for U.S. businesses.
China is going to take over all of your business because of the electric car and because they have the material we don't.
Trump is proposing tariffs of up to 60% on Chinese imports. Harris has also acknowledged U.S.-China competition.
I will make sure that we lead the world into the future on space and artificial intelligence, that America, not China, wins the competition.
She has supported some of the restrictions on trade that the Biden administration has supported as well, but she is certainly not a big tariff person.
Analysts say Trump is more transactional.
Probably my first call, I'm going to call up President Xi. I'm going to say, you have to honor the deal you made. We made a deal, you'd buy $50 billion worth of American farm product, and I guarantee you he will buy it.
In the area of foreign policy, O'Brien says it's important to build alliances with like-minded countries.
There was a time when America could shoulder the burden alone. We can't do it anymore alone.
One expert says Trump has broken away from the traditional Republican foreign policy of establishing strong alliances.
Trump is just viscerally not much into alliances and much more into what's in it for us.
With election rhetoric ramping up over Chinese competition and security threats, some Americans fear the real losers may be Asian Americans and Chinese people living in the U.S., says Stephen Pei, who immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan and works as a university professor.
They consider U.S. is facing a threat, the whole of society's threat from China. Then it takes the whole of society's threat response to deal with the threat from the faculty, students, researchers from China. I will be labeled because people cannot tell me, am I from Taiwan or from China or from Korean?
They're coming in from China.
With Trump's tough talk, some Asian Americans worry about increased anti-Chinese sentiment if he is elected. But Asian American Republicans say they hope Trump, being a businessman, can make a deal with China that will benefit everyone in America. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Washington.
At the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York, African leaders posed for photos with Starlink owner Mr. Elon Musk and assured their citizens that cheaper high-speed internet was coming to the continent. But in Zimbabwe, one of the countries that has licensed Starlink, some are concerned about the company's growing importance. Columbus Mavunga reports from the capital city, Harare.
Bustop TV is an online media house in Harare that has been using Starlink services since Zimbabwe licensed the satellite internet provider in early September.
We upload videos each and every day. The connection is faster, and it's now easy for us. We are no longer facing challenges when uploading videos, because comparing to other internet service providers, it used to be slow, but Starlink is fast. And also Starlink is affordable.
That reception among users is one reason why several African leaders met with Starlink owner and tech billionaire Elon Musk on the sidelines of the recent UN General Assembly last month. Some in Zimbabwe say the high-speed service will enhance connectivity in the country.
There are opportunities in healthcare, education, agriculture, banking, and more. Zimbabwe has a wonderful opportunity to leverage connectivity for economic prosperity and progress.
Tatenda Mavetera, Zimbabwe's Minister of Information, Communication and Technology, says Starlink Zimbabwe is expected to expand internet access into remote areas with little or no service.
So for us, we believe that the coming of Starlink is going to make every organization who is already in existence coexist with what is there and be able to make sure that we integrate with coming up with reliable and efficient connectivity.
But Tabani Moyo, Director of Media Institute of Southern Africa, is concerned about allowing a non-African company to play such a major role in Africa's connectivity.
There's need for an African Union approach wherein there's an agreement or no, certain levels of infrastructure it must bring to the continent. Rather than to have a domiciled technology that is based elsewhere without remedies for the local users if they are switched off or if they face any forms of other challenges that are related to the use.
Meanwhile, Starlink is expanding across Africa since it first launched in Africa in January of 2023. The company has so far set up in more than a dozen African countries, ranging from populous nations like Nigeria and Kenya to smaller ones like Rwanda, Burundi, and Eswatini. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Columbus, for that report. Now, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic. Following the Reserve Bank's move to allow the Zimbabwe gold currency to depreciate by 44% against the US dollar last week, some consumers say they are grappling with incessant price hikes resulting from the move. Civil servants, who are partly paid in ZiG, say the value of their salaries have been reduced in half as a result. However, Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube told reporters Wednesday at the sidelines of the State of the Nation address, addressed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, that the government is determined to stabilize the economy and will also adjust civil servants' salaries. For more on the impact of price increases on consumers, we are joined by the head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residents Trust, Mrs. Constance Shumba, and Ms. Kalazani Ndlovu of the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. What is happening in the capital concerning price hikes of basic commodities and other services, and how are women coping? Over to you.
Thank you, Manero Akanaka, Kumori, Zimbabwe. My prizes at Katarisanya, Yakuchinja, Mari, Zimbabwe, Yangaya Ghana, Yuka dollar equivalent to 18 zig. Yangazazo, Mama, Mumuzi, Kari, Mumichova, Yuka dollar equivalent to 15 zig.
To be Okay, thank you so much, Mrs. Shumba. Do stay on the line. And coming to you now, Councillor Ndlovu, you heard what Mrs. Shumba said. Do you detect any similarities or differences with what is happening in Bulawayo, if you can give an explanation in English to begin with?
Good afternoon. Evening, good evening, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Apologies. Yes. I was just like, apologies. Oh, no. I'm not a finance person, though. But what is happening in Bulawayo? We didn't have a Zig as in hard currents, as in hard, in soft money. Like eco-cations, you know, group things, but with the dropping of the value on Friday.
Yes, you can continue in what language you are comfortable in. Yeah.
All right. The value of the I think it's a especially Amasuvu servants kakhulu akade behola during that week, ngoba whatever akade kubhajethele ukuthi uzakwenza imali yakhona igcine ingasakwani ngalutho, especially omama abayebabanabantwana ababekile bekhangelele ukuthi badle babhadale i-school fees bayenzeni imali yabo isisebenza kuphela ukubhadala amanzi mhlawumbe nogesi kuphela. And you find some of the shops asevala because iziki alikwanisi ukuthi yethenga emithi na most of abantu bakobulawayo bathenga emithi bathenga e-South Africa they are good and yama-shops asephila manje ngama-shops la ama-lettable shops abekhandle abantu bezekele ekhandle nje bengela ama-license mhlawumbe yibo abantu asebephila ngokuba bahamba bezithathela bazithengisele forex lawa ama-supermarket some of them kade besithi uyashwayipha ngeziki one impahla mhlawumbe impuphu kuphela then the rest of the troll babefuna uthenge nge-forex maybe they were knowing ukuthi phambilinyana laphana iziki liza kuhayi thina kuthi mangalise kakhulu besiyithendile sithi hhayi le imali yona ihlalile istep izohlala kodwa-ke what happened on Friday it became a shock of the day.
Yes, siyabonga. Ube ulindile khonapha ecingweni sithathe umlaleli. Yes, siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli wethu. Hello?
Yebo.
Yebo, yes. Ngiyakuzwa. Ngubani engikhuluma laye ungaphi kwelizwe? Ngabona sesilahlile lapha umlaleli wethu. Yebo, sizwileke lapha. We are coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. What is the situation like in let's say hospitals and in schools, or is too early to say what is happening there and how are women coping, especially when they have to pay for these services?
Hello.
Yes,
yes.
Over
like
to
now,
you, Mrs.
Shuma. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like now, we are saying people are still confused, like in the issue of this Zig, which was done by the Minister of Finance. At that time, the Kumas of the Doctor, what is it that is going to happen when watching that fear of unknown, what is it that is going to happen to us? The issue of, like, in the hospitals, people are still paying in Zig, especially the government hospitals, people are paying in Zig, although the prices have changed. What is shocking people is that prices have changed. There are no medications. Or if you want to be operated, you just pay for the bed. Everything else you pay, you are supposed to buy outside the hospital where you go to the private farmers. And we are saying those private farmers, they don't sell their meat or anything else, their whatever, or their scissors in big. They charge those items in US dollars, which is a challenge to the Zimbabwean people, because a lot of people in Zimbabwe, they earn big, not US dollars, in a lot of people, they are in the informal sectors. So we are seeing that, like, for example, people like civil servants, they are being paid half big and half in the US dollars. But a lot of them have challenges in using those big, because they exchange the money they received from for their salaries is half of their salary. So it's still a challenge to those people.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you there. We understand our caller is back. We'll come back to you, Mrs. Shumba. Siyakubingelela mlaleli wethu. Hayi, siyaphila mne wethu Khumalo. Ungasitshela ukuthi ungubani ke usinike umbono wakho ngentengo yempahla ekhuphuka amahlaya.
Ngisendawo namhlanje angisizwanga ngoba ngibhizi nje angisizwanga. So ukhulunywa ngani kunye namhlanje?
Yes, sicubungula ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla kulandela ukuwa kwamandla emali yeZimbabwe ezike. Abantu bathi impahla intengo sikhuphukile. Abanye sebefuna lokuvala izitolo. Ungathini ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Hayi, kufanele vele msakazi omuhle ethandekayo, ngoba uma vele imali ingenawo amandla angeke isisendawo, and vele kuyakhombisa ukuthi hayi, ilizwe lethu vele alizimisele ngokuthi lenzele abantu imali ezosebenza elizweni. Noma ngabe izinto zikhuphuka ngaleyo ndlela, kodwa imali ibe khona kuba ngcono. Manje uma ngabe ukhuphuka kanje nemali iphelelwa ngamandla, hayi kusho ukuthi ude la esiyakhona intuthuko lokudivelopha kwelizwe, kusho ukuthi hayi kusekude ngempela ukuthi sikuthole. So ngibona ngathi hayi, uhulumende vele akala ndaba nathi abantu.
Ye, ungathi abantu abase-South Africa banceda kakhulu yini imindeni yabo ekhaya, labazali babo, kumbe lakho sokunzima khona ngapho?
Hayi, lokho okutholayo na uyakwazi ukuphosela kuba ngcono kakhulu, ngoba uyakwazi na ukuthi belale bedlile. Angeke kufane nomuntu olapha ekhaya, ngoba uma ulapha ekhaya uyaphuma itshoni lokhu ihleli, ungakwazi ukuthi uhlanise yini lani, usiya ngokuthi wena ungubani, wenza ngani. Kodwa-ke uma uyabe ungaphandle kwelizwe, na uyakwazi ukuthi wenze umahluko ongcono kakhulu.
Yebo ke, hayi, siyabonga Mnumzana Khumalo ukusiphathisa kuhlelo lethu. Sizahlangana njalo kusasa.
Yebo, mbona kakhulu phansi esibhula khona lekwamanyana.
Yebo ke, hayi, kuyabongeka. That was our caller, Khulelani Khumalo, who was saying that what's happening in Zimbabwe is unfortunate, and sometimes those working in the diaspora can manage to send some things home to assist, but others are not able to do that. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo, Councillor Ndlovu. Ungasichazisela ukuthi njenge council liyamukela yini imali zonezo zamaswipe zezigi nxa abantu bebhadala imithelo yabo, kumbe lani lifuna ukuthi belethe imali yakwamanye amazwe?
Ngiyabonga ta.
Mhm.
And I'm not the right person to respond this because I'm not the finance chairperson, though.
Njengo ward councillor, mina abantu izakhamizi ziyabhadala yini ngemali yezigi kumbe hayi?
Hayi, siyabhadalisa, ziyavunyelwa ukubhadala nge-local currency, akukabi notshintsho in anything.
Okay. Ye, ungachazela ukuthi kuhamba njani, abantu bayenelisa yini ukubhadala ezinye iindleko, ngoba sizwa njalo ukuthi kusetshenziswa amaranzi. Abantu bathola ngaphi imali, iyatholakala yini, kumbe abantu lokho besebunzimeni izakhamisi?
Abantu bavunyelwe ukuyabhadala ikhokheshi besezindlini zabo, bebhadala amafizi ka-city council, bayavunyelwe ukuyaswayipha emahofisini yethu, bebhadala amaphilisi ka-city council, iloba bebhadala amafees ezikolo, sinezikolo phakathi komuzi. iRand kobulawayo ukusebenza kwalo obviously kusebenza kublack market ngoba ibulawayo weyi-situated ikusoveni lokuze of the country lapho okungena khona abantu abavelele i-South Africa kakhulu i-population yabafowethu abaningi base-South Africa so when plowing back home wakuletha kuli-rand which is isebenza kakhulu ku-black market abantu bahamba besiyawoda njalo kubomesina bezoyenza amashopu abo phandle kwamashopu la-layisensiweyo bona bengalayisensiwanga so I can't deny ukuthi i-rand liyasebenza kobulawayo
ye ngamafitshane ungasichasela ukuthi kulokhu kukhona yini okutholwa ngabafelokazi ngabantwana ukudla okudistributhwayo bayakwamukela yini ewadini yakho singanika umzekeliso okuvela ku-social welfare abantu kwabiwa ngemfanelo
bekungakayaliwa lokho kudla kusayenzwe i-exercise yokubhalisa wonke umuntu abantu babhalisile ukhuthwe yabe ekhuthekile ngoba soziyeni uyenelise wonke umuntu bababhalilele bona bakuthiwa ngabe akade bengama-enumerators akhona ikade sibakuprocess yokusegregate ukuthi okwanayo ongabhaliwe ngokanye ngiimphumela bazabuya layo sibezwa ngabo ukuthi baholisa bani bengaholisi bani using which criteria that we don't even know because kuba nje i-social welfare.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Shumba, the government is saying that it will soon be dispersing money for food in urban areas as part of the efforts to address the hunger situation in the country, some as a result of drought. How effective are such exercises if they've been carried on before? And are the people receiving anything from the social welfare fairly?
Areas where people receive like 10 kg basic foods, basic commodity food from the social welfare areas like airports, areas like Mabuku. But these people, they are like identified by the social workers. They are not all the people who are benefiting, but they are just a number. Just a very, very small number who benefit from that program where people are given money, where people are given food from the social welfare. But people who are from they are not given those things because they are considered as people who can afford to, who can manage to put food on the table. Utinozoona kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sanokwana Glenview mutoriwo nevanhu vanotambudzika mutoriwo nevanhu vasina zvinhu but they are not considered very 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 much with the social welfare kune nzvimbo dzavanotarisa dzavanoti uku like especially the peri urban areas ndokwavanopa chikafu ukoko but vanhu vachona vanototariswa kunzi for example they look at the child headed families the elderly the disabled and those are the people the widows vanenge vama elderly but vachinwana widows vachinwana vanenge at the same time they are not considered as people who are who can also receive those food items.
Okay, thank you. On that note, we have come to the end of our show and would like to thank all our callers, viewers, listeners, and our guests. Let's meet again tomorrow on Live Talk, where we'll be discussing various topics that affect the people. And you can give us a call, and we'll call you right back here so that you can participate on the show. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.